The contractor managing the Highway 99 tunnel project says it's about a month behind on repairs to its tunneling machine. That word comes just 6 weeks after the company laid out its timeline. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reports.
Crews are working to burrow down from the surface to where the machine known as Bertha is sitting idle. The first step is to sink a circle of interlocking concrete pillars that will line the access shaft and protect surrounding structures. But that's proving harder than what the company was planning for just a month and a half ago. Chris Dixon is the project manager with Seattle Tunnel Partners. He says crews are having to use a special tool to make the pillars nest together.
So it's really introducing another step into the operation. We anticipated there would be some of this, but not to the extent that we're encountering, and that's what's creating the additional time.
Dixon says workers have sunk more than half of the 84 10-foot diameter pillars. He says the company's revised timeline, which calls for drilling to resume in March, has enough wiggle room to absorb this setback. State Department of Transportation officials who are overseeing the company's work say they're a bit skeptical of those reassurances. The projected completion date has already slipped back a year, while Bertha has remained immobile underground. The state and the contractor also disagree on who'll be paying for the extra costs. They say that will get worked out later. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.